This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA is shining a spotlight on some of the migrants returned to Mexico as part of the Trump administration's migration protection protocols, in which the Mexican government is busing hundreds of returned migrants to faraway locations in what is described as a thinly disguised deportation program. VOA spoke to some of the migrants ahead of the 2,100-kilometer journey and found the majority of them were from Honduras and had crossed the Rio Grande into the United States in the first days of August. It witnessed two nights of bus departures from a location adjacent to a pedestrian bridge where CPB dropped off migrants to await their immigration hearings in the U.S. from the outside of the country. Some of the migrants who spoke to VOA said they felt their hearings stood no chance and would self-deport to their respective countries. Others planned to utilize temporary work permits in southern Mexico while they consider their next moves. North Korea has launched another round of projectiles into the sea off its east coast. It's a fifth such test in just over 2 weeks. That's according to South Korea's military. The launch came hours after U.S. President Trump said he received another beautiful letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and reiterated that he isn't concerned about Pyongyang's short-range ballistic missile test.
I think we'll have another meeting. He really wrote a beautiful three-page, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter.
South Korea's military says the projectiles were fired from near the Hamhung area in eastern North Korea. It isn't clear how far the weapons traveled. North Korea has regularly launched short-range ballistic missiles into the sea in the past 2 months. Pyongyang is angry about the resumption of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises that began Monday. This is VOA News. The next round of trade talks between the United States and China might not happen. President Trump told reporters on Friday, asked if he would cancel the talks scheduled to be held in Washington. Mr. Trump replied, maybe.
So China wants to settle this deal. They've had the worst year that they've had in many, many decades. And it's getting only worse. Thousands of companies are leaving China. They would like to make a deal. I'm not ready to make a deal.
Later, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro said the United States is still planning another round of talks next month. A number of economists warned that the trade war between the world's two biggest economies could hurt growth globally, in part due to disruption of supply chains and less efficient production. The International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have downgraded their forecast for economic growth this year. Anti-government protesters in Hong Kong are expected to defy police and march in 4-weekend protest, all of which officials banned because of safety concerns in a move that critics said further stifles freedoms in the Chinese territory. Of all the protest requests submitted for police approval, officials are allowing a single rally in Victoria Park on Sunday. This is the third consecutive weekend that police banned some anti-government events in a city that is famous for its mass marches and vigils. A senior police superintendent said that the banned protests were set in neighborhoods or near locations that had recently seen volatile confrontations between demonstrators and police, and the proposed events would likely spill into violence. Government opponents defied police last weekend after their marches were barred, ending in clashes between riot squads and young people who fortified themselves with respirators, homemade shields, and hiking poles. In the wake of last weekend's mass shootings, President Trump says the political climate in Washington is shifting toward gun control measures. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
He's backed off past pledges to strengthen the nation's background check system, but now the president says it has to happen.
We need meaningful background checks so that sick people don't get guns.
And as he left the White House on vacation, said he has the clout to convince Republicans to go along. The president's also assuring the NRA its views will be heard and respected. CEO Wayne LaPierre this week rejected some gun control proposals under discussion. The president says they've talked.
I think in the end, Wayne and the NRA will either be there or maybe we'll be a little bit more neutral.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits.